From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombings have rocked a largely Shiite suburb of Damascus. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in the Islamic State-sponsored suicide bombing attacks outside a sacred Shiite mosque.
Heavy plumes of black smoke engulf the scene of the first explosion in the Sayyida Zainab district as firefighters poured water on blazing wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sayyida Zainab blast, which struck the area near a revered Shiite shrine. The district normally has Shiite visitors from neighboring Lebanon, Iraq, and Iran. A number of explosions have targeted Sayyida Zainab during the past several years, threatening to exacerbate already heavy sectarian tensions. A TV correspondent said one blast near a market might have claimed more lives, but for the light Ramadan traffic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces met heavy resistance from Islamic State militants in their weeks-old offensive to retake the Anbar provincial town of Fallujah. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance. That's despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Al Jazeera Television reported that Islamic State militants had repulsed government forces trying to enter Fallujah from the south. The TV channel also said that Islamic State suicide attacks on government forces north of Fallujah had caused heavy casualties. This is VOA News. Pro-government Libyan forces battled the last remaining Islamic State fighters in the center of the Libyan port city of Sirte early Saturday. A spokesman said that top Islamic State leaders had fled into the desert to avoid the onslaught. General Mohammed al-Ghassri told reporters that fighting in the city was confined to areas near a downtown conference center, which IS fighters had converted into a command post. The Associated Press quoted the general as saying that British and U.S. experts were assisting his forces by providing logistical support and intelligence on Islamic State suicide bombers while helping with strategical and tactical planning. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia say they have executed 2 Kenyan recruits for disloyalty and anti-Islamic activities. Local residents told VOA's Somali service the 2 Kenyans and a Somali man were executed at the same time in Somalia's Middle Juba region on Friday. In a statement on social media, the extremist group said it had executed 4 other men in the Bay region Friday. It said the men were accused of spying for Somali, Kenyan, and U.S. intelligence agencies. The release said that 1 of the 4 was accused of facilitating a drone strike in September 2014 that killed al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Abdi Godane, also known as Abu Zubair. Bangladeshi authorities said that they arrested 37 suspected jihadists on Saturday as part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks on minorities and secular activists. The police crackdown is taking place as Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has vowed to catch each and every killer. On Friday, a Hindu monastery worker was stabbed to death in the northwestern district of Pabna. In other attacks this week, the wife of an anti-terrorism officer was stabbed and shot. An elderly Hindu priest was found nearly decapitated in a rice field, and a Christian grocer was hacked to death near a church. A singer who won acclaim on the television competition The Voice has been killed in Florida. Christina Grimmie was signing autographs after a concert Friday in Orlando when a gunman opened fire on her. Sergeant Wanda Miglio is with the Orlando Police Department.
What we know is that he walked up to Christina and shot her. At that moment, her brother tackled the suspect. During that struggle, that's when the suspect shot himself in the head.
The 22-year-old singer finished 3rd in the 2014 season of The Voice. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.